Sagt der Heilige Mischne weiter. Was sagt es, so was Perik Vav, Mischne, hey, Amasias, Biotai Stam. This man marries off his daughter without saying how much he's giving for her nadin, for her dowry. Lo yivchas lo mechamishim zos. Even though he didn't say anything, he didn't promise anything, but it shouldn't be less than 50 zos. Now, there's a mitzvah on the father to provide nice clothes for his daughter, to give her some money, some of his nechasim, so that people should want to marry her. Our Mishnah says that this mitzvah that the father has should be at least 50 zos. Because even the poorest person doesn't get married with less than this. The father's wealthier, he should give more. The Rambam explains, and when the Mishnah says over here 50 zuz, it means clothes that are worth 50 zuz. That's clothes for a year, basically. Some say it doesn't necessarily refer to clothes, but it means she should come in with some money that the husband should be able to use to start earning parnasa. So either way, let's begin our Mishnah. This person stam marries off his daughter, didn't promise anything. Still, he should not provide her with less than 50 zos. Zakt the Mishnah, pasak lahachnisa aruma. If the father made up, I'm not providing any clothes for the chuppah. Appropriate clothes for the chuppah. And the husband is maskim. Wait, stop. Didn't we learn earlier that the husband has to provide the clothes? Yes, once they're married, from the chuppah and on. But she has to come to the chuppah with the proper clothes, and that the father has to pay for. But this father said, look, you want to marry my daughter? I'm not providing any clothes. And the husband's masking. That means he'll provide the clothes for the chuppah. Now comes before the chuppah, okay? She has to get her gown, she has to get whatever clothes she needs. So lo yoimer abal, the husband shouldn't say, I'm not paying for her clothes for the chuppah. What do you mean? You know the father's not going to provide it. So he says, I meant to say, even though she's supposed to come with already a wardrobe, no, I'll buy the first wardrobe. But I'm not paying for the chuppah clothes. When she goes from her father's house to her husband's house, she's dressed like a kala. I'm not paying for those clothes. That's not what I meant. Zakt the Mishnah, you can't say that. Lo yomer abal, the husband shouldn't say, well, kishachnisa lebesi, when she'll come into my house, then, achasena bekasusi, I'll provide the appropriate clothing. No. We're not going to have her come to the chuppah without the right clothes that a kala wears, the honorable clothes, the bekavadika clothes for a kala. In regard to a gabe tzedakah hamasiyas hayasayim, that marries off an orphan girl, he should not provide less than 50 zuz for her nadin. Well, what if there's no money in the tzedakah pushka or in the tzedakah fund? Then go out and borrow. But that's at a minimum. Im yesh bekis, if you have in the tzedakah box prepared for this more than 50 zuz, so mefarnes and isolafich vayda. And we don't limit it to 50 zuz. We give it to her according to who she is, according to what the covered would be. Okay, so we learned in our Mishnah Hey, someone doesn't promise anything for his daughter, he should at least provide the chamishim zuz. That's his mitzvah. It's a mitzvah for a father to create a situation where people should want to marry his daughter. If the father says to the chasen, I know you're supposed to take over providing her needs and her clothes after the chasen, but until the chuppah, she's supposed to come with what she needs. But I'm telling you right now, I'm not providing anything for the chuppah. And the chasen doesn't argue with that. That means he accepts to give her what she needs for the chuppah, the clothes that she needs, and so on. He can't say afterwards, the husband, well, what I meant to say is, you know, after the marriage, from that point on, no. Even when she's in her father's house, you make sure she's not embarrassed on her way to the chuppah. That matter, gaboy tzedakah, that I'm marrying off a yisayma, have to provide a minimum of chamishim zuz. If there's not enough money in the pushkar in the fund, then they should go out and borrow. But if there's more money in the fund, and the kala of the yisayma should be supported in a way that would be a proper covet for her.